You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda the Hall Psych on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic all the way from the Gold Coast. Isn't it an absolutely fantastic time of the year? You know, you can't tell I'm excited that the sun's just gone into Sagittarius and everything's right with the world. We're heading into the holiday season for our dear family in the US of A. You're heading into Thanksgiving. We don't celebrate that here in Australia, but I wish we did, because I think it's a nice holiday to sort of just remember what we are thankful for. It's been a very busy week, as it's always been around the world with so many things going on. And it's alarming, in my opinion, to see the upsurge in COVID-19. When I thought we were finally starting to turn the corner as a globe, there seems to be an upsurge in it around the world, and particularly in the Northern Hemisphere. We've got a little bit of a resurgence here in Australia too, but nothing like you guys have got overseas. And look, my heart really goes out to you all. We need to get on top of this pandemic and quickly, because people need to be able to get back to their lives and spend time with loved ones, particularly over the holiday season, where it is so important, I think, for us to really value what family and friends really mean to us. So on the strength of that, let's get to the Simply Tarot card of the week. And this week, it's the Three of Wands. Now, for many people in the US, this will be very appropriate, travel over land or traveling back to see loved ones. For the rest of us mere mortals that mightn't be going anywhere in the next 7 days, it's surveying your kingdom. Now, it's a card that's sort of ambiguous in that way. Yes, it is the card of travel and exploring new places or going back to visit, you know, family and friends or going on a holiday, if you're fortunate enough to be able to do that. But it's also the card of surveying what you've got in your kingdom, of looking around you and looking at the things I think that you should be thankful for. So I think it's a very appropriate card this week heading into Thanksgiving, that I think we all, no matter what circumstances we have in life, can find some little joyful spot, some little happy spot in our lives and something to be thankful for. Even if it's just a matter of we woke up today and we're still breathing, that's something to be thankful for. And, you know, it's not always about having an abundance of money or having the biggest house or the biggest car and the lot. It's about being who you are and about it. Embracing who you are and knowing that you're unique and special, and that we all have a special purpose down here on Earth. We all bring something to the planet that nobody else can bring, that's uniquely us. So I think we need to celebrate this week. It's about celebrating who we are and being thankful that we are alive, we are functioning, we're all getting on with life in these very strange, peculiar times, but we're making the best of it with a smile on our face. So I am really excited. It is the Sagittarian time of the year and it's been less than 24 hours and it's just magical to me, because I'm a fellow Sag. I really, really do just enjoy this time of the year, and it's always been a magical time for me ever since I was a little tiny tot. And I look forward to the excitement and the hope that it brings with the holiday season coming up, where we start to think of things in a more positive light. I know a lot of people say it's an incredibly stressful time as they get ready for all the festive parties and gatherings and all that sort of stuff. Look, I wouldn't have it any other way. I think it's a marvellous time of the year. And here in Australia, it's our summertime, or it should be. It hasn't exactly, summer hasn't hit us yet. But, you know, we tend to spend a lot of time outdoors and having family gatherings out by the pool and barbecues and really enjoying what we so much take for granted here in Australia is our lovely weather, and particularly in the part of the world that I live in. I live, you know, in a beautiful beachy sort of holiday environment all year round. So I'm very fortunate. So with the sun in Sagittarius, I think it always starts to lift our spirits a little bit. It's sort of each and every one of us, no matter what your star sign is, we start to feel a little hint of optimism and positivity and sort of wrapping things up for the year and looking forward to the new year and looking at what we might be able to accomplish or what we have accomplished this year. And we sort of take our red pen out and sort of give ourselves a scorecard out of that. Now, what I want to be very aware, want you to be very aware of this year is don't be too hard on yourself. If you haven't been able to achieve everything that you set out to achieve at the beginning of the year, if you've done something on your list of things that you wanted to achieve, as long as you've got one tick in that column, you've done really, really well, because it's been a peculiar year. It's been a difficult year as we've gone into our second year of COVID. We've all had to make adjustments and change plans and sort of be so flexible. And that can be so tiring because we can't just put plans in motion and just work towards them gradually. We have to be on our guard all the time. It's like we're always constantly ready to go into battle. So I want you to be aware of that and don't be too harsh on yourself. By the same token, I don't want you to be complacent and use that as the excuse for not achieving anything either. You know, you've got to put it into some sort of balance and don't look to take the easy way out. If there's been opportunities that you have missed by sheer laziness, or you didn't sort of cotton on quickly enough, or you didn't act quickly enough, then give yourself a little bit of a rev over the coals for that one. But overall, I want you to give yourself a positive glowing report card for this year, because I think it has been a very tumultuous year. Now, we're going to talk about the planet Uranus. Uranus is the planet that's, it's an outer planet, and it's a planet that sort of doesn't necessarily personally take on a personal role like sort of the moon or the sun or Venus or Mercury does, but it still does affect us personally. And because it's an outer planet and it can happen, its energy can be very intense, it can be sharp, it can be furious, it can be sudden, it can come out of nowhere, and we're not sort of necessarily consciously aware of Uranus's energy all the time. But let me assure you, when Uranus strikes, we certainly know about it, because Uranus is a bit like the Tower card in the tarot deck. So it's that sort of energy, it's that sudden unpredictability. Now, Uranus at the moment is sitting in Taurus, and it's been there for a few years now, but Uranus's role is to, I think, suddenly make each and every one of us start to really look at our value systems, look at the things that are important to us. Well, hasn't COVID taught us that? That we now all probably think differently than what we did this time 2 years ago, where we were happily going about our lives, spending money and getting ready for the festive season and didn't have a care in the world, so to speak, except watching how much money we spent in our credit card. And then whammo, the world went into a pandemic a few months later and everything completely changed. So Uranus is still sitting in Taurus, and that's his role, is to ask us to look at our personal finances, the way that we structure our personal finances, but more importantly, I think, that how we structure the rules that we live by in life. Now, for many of us, as I said, those things have changed, or we've revised them, or we've revisited them and modified and changed things to suit the new direction of our lives, and that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. So Uranus is actually making a very nice or easy aspect, as we say in astrology terms, to the planet Venus in Capricorn. Now, we've spoken about Venus many times on the show. Venus is where we look for the things that we love to do in life, or the things that make us happy, the things that bring a smile to our face. Yes, it can be the planet of love and affection, but not always when we're talking about Venus are we talking about a new romantic relationship. There's many other loves we have in our lives besides our partners. We have our love for our children, our parents, our siblings, our friends, our job, our music, the things that, you know, we like to do as hobbies. You know, there's many, many loves in our lives, and the things that bring us joy. You know, some people can look at a painting and say, wow, I love that, and that brings me so much joy. Someone else can find the same joy in a song. So, you know, some other people can take joy in just being able to sit and people watch and watch the world go by. There's many different loves in our lives. So when we're talking about Uranus being in Taurus, it's in an earth sign, and we're talking about Venus being in Capricorn, they're roughly approximately 120 degrees away from each other, and that's why it's called a trine, or a flowing aspect in your chart. It's easy. It makes you smile. So for those that might be searching for love, that, you know, find themselves partnerless at this time, there is a little hint there with Uranus trining Venus in Capricorn that you might just meet somebody. So I'm going to say to you, make sure every time you step out the door that you look your best, that you feel confident, that if you were to meet the love of your life today or meet somebody you could become interested in, that you're appropriately dressed and you feel confident in yourself. I'm not saying it's going to happen to every single person on the planet, but I'm just saying the energy's there. It's there for the next couple of weeks, the next month. So, you know, make sure you look your best when you step outside. We also have Mercury, the planet of communication. Now, we talk about Mercury quite often on this show because, you know, communication is what makes the world go round. Mercury is still sitting in Scorpio. So the communication can still be a little bit intense there. I've had a number of people inboxing me this week and saying, I don't understand why people are so aggressive and so cranky and they're not listening and it's really difficult to get my point across. And, you know, I thought things would be easier. I thought my family would be more receptive to changes that I want to bring about. It's not always an easy time when Mercury's sitting in Scorpio because it does bring up a lot of very deep, hidden and sometimes raw emotions that we as human beings try and avoid. We don't tend to want to deal with the bigger issues of life. It's like, I'll put that off till tomorrow, or I'll put it off until I absolutely have to deal with it. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I'm saying that there's times we can't avoid it. And sometimes when we can't avoid it, it's when things come to the surface like now where the conversation has to be had and we're finding people aren't quite as receptive because we've sort of sat in our hands and waited for, quote, the perfect time to bring up this tricky situation. Well, my experience is never usually a perfect time to bring up a tricky situation other than maybe right now. And, you know, if it's urgent, then bring it up. If it's not, table it for a while. You know, Mercury will still be in Scorpio for another little while. So, you know, just be aware that people's tempers are a little bit frayed and maybe they are listening, but they're preoccupied with things that are going on in their lives too, because a lot of people are trying to sort out in their head what sort of changes they need to make for the new year coming up and what they think their next few months or their next 6 months are going to look like. And particularly with people in insecure work and things like that, they've got extra pressures there that maybe they wouldn't have had, you know, pre-pandemic, and now they're finding themselves in an altered state of employment, which, you know, puts tremendous pressure on a lot of people. And also too, I think with everything sort of, you know, wages aren't necessarily increasing, but your cost of living is. I know it is here in Australia, and I know many people I've spoken to around the world are saying the same thing, you know, not gaining any extra income in their pay packet each week, but everything's just soaring around them, the price of fuel and food and necessities of life. And, you know, it's making it a little bit of a tricky time. But maybe also that's partly what I was talking about before, where Uranus is asking us to look at how we structure our income, how we structure our personal spending. What do we maybe need to change? Are we wasting too much? Can we cut back on things? Can we find a better deal? Maybe these are the things that we need to be looking at. And this is a perfect time, if that's the case, that you're going to go to your utility provider and say, you know, I really think I can get a better deal down the road. Are you going to match it, particularly if you've got something to back it up by? Then the power of Mercury in Scorpio is an asset because you have the tenacity of being like the dog with the bone. You won't let go until you get the result that you want. And you can put your message across in a very forthright, very determined sort of manner that the person on the other end of the phone can do nothing but think, hang on a minute, how can I make this person happy and get them off my telephone? So, you know, there is advantages to Scorpio, Mercury and Scorpio as well. And working with the planetary configurations can quite often give us the energy and the determination and the stickability, I think, to achieve some of these things. We also still have Mars sitting in Scorpio. Now, Mars is the planet of action. It is not holding hands. I want to be very clear. It's miles away from Mercury. So Mars is just doing his own little dances. He's sort of enjoying being in there, and I think sometimes enjoying creating a bit of havoc too. You know, he likes to stir things up. Mars sort of tends to like everything to be like precision, you know, like the military. Everything's got to run to a certain sort of timetable and a certain way of doing things, and Mars doesn't like things that are not running in that sort of very perfect sort of manner. So if you find people are getting a little bit aggressive around you, it can be Mercury in Scorpio, but it can also be Mars, where they don't feel that the processes that they had in place are sort of working the way that they did, and they're not ready or not willing to make changes or accommodate things that may not be going quite to their way of looking at things. We still have Pluto in Capricorn, and Pluto's been there since 2008, and he'll be there till 2024. So we still have the final stages, you know, at least another 18 months or so of Pluto in Capricorn. Now, this is where we're going to see Pluto really do his dance, because he's really only got a limited amount of time now to try and completely transform the world and transform the way that we view governments and things like this. And this is why we're seeing so much unrest around the world and people demonstrating and carrying on about, you know, they want their freedoms and complaining about having to be vaccinated so that they can go to work and have some sort of life and believe that their freedoms are being taken away from them. I mean, that's an argument for another day. But the thing is, we've got to understand that not everybody is going to see everything through the same set of eyes or the same lens, and that we all do have the opportunity to look at things through our own lens. I'm not saying it's right, and I'm not saying it's what we should all be doing. I just find it quite annoying to think that, you know, we've got an opportunity here to try and beat this pandemic. If we all got on board and all started singing from the same hymn sheet and all started to look after ourselves as well as everyone else, maybe, just maybe, we could have this thing ended fairly quickly. But that's an argument for another day, and we will probably see more protests and unrests around the world before we see things turn the corner. But don't forget, these sort of things also bring about change, and if you look back through history, it's these demonstrations, it's the movement of the people that brings about long-lasting changes and things that are usually overdue and very, very necessary. So we're going to talk with Aruna in Vancouver in British Columbia. Aruna. Are you there, Aruna?
Hi. Hello, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry that I mispronounced your name, sweetie. I'm not very good on names.
That's okay.
Do you have a question I can work with?
I was just wondering, my sister passed away February 21st, 2021. How is she doing? Does she have any message for me?
Okay. Darling, when we lose somebody like that, and I'm sorry for your loss, I can guarantee you that they are all always doing okay. In all the years I've been in this sort of work, I've never had someone come through to me and say from the other side, I'm having a rotten time, or, you know, I'm not doing okay. I don't ever believe that they want to leave us. I mean, you know, even if they are really, really sick and fighting for their life, they still, their choice would be to live and to stay with us. So I can honestly say to you, yes, she's okay. The first thing that she's showing me is that, are you ready to make some major changes in your life? Because she's showing me the symbol of endings, change and transformation. So is there areas of your life that you've been working on this year that you need to sort of ramp up the pace a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, that's what she wants you to focus on. Look, she understands that you're still going to be sad and miss her for a very, very long time to come, and it's going to be incredibly hard for you and the family being this first holiday season without her. But she wants you to try and put a smile on your face and talk about her in a positive way. You know, bring up some stories over the Christmas table about some of the fun you've had over the years, and know that that will be your way of including her in the celebration, but know that she will be there too. And that's what she's asking. If everybody can do that, even if it's only for a couple of minutes, that she'll then sort of feel like the family's starting to heal and mend, and that's really important to her. But going back to you, she wants you to start ramping up the things that maybe got put on hold because of, you know, what you've been through, but it's time now to bring those endings, changes and transformations really to the forefront, and she's particularly pushing for the early part of the new year. So are some of these things ready to sort of materialize or be finalized then in the new year?
I am not too sure.
She kept showing me the New York clock, you know, the wind down for New Year's Eve. That's why I felt the push was for the new year. Because she kept showing me that sort of symbol. It's as if we've got to sort of really ramp things up. We've got to get ready to sort of push forward now. So, you know, it doesn't all have to happen the first week. But I think what she's trying to share with you is that there's been enough time for sadness. It's now time to get back to you. You know, like the focus has got to come back to you and what you need to achieve, and, you know, your life has to go on, and that's how she wants you to move forward. You know, you'll always love her and you'll always miss her, but what you can do for her is to take the reins to your life and move it forward.
And I'm just wondering, why do I keep dreaming her very often, about 2 to 3 times per week?
Oh, that's just her coming to visit. That's not uncommon. You know, you'll have dreams and some of them will make sense and some of them will make absolutely no sense, but that's just her way of connecting with you to let you know she's around you, she's with you, she hasn't forgotten you. That's her way of connecting. They all have their own little way of getting a message through, and just because you dream about them doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a life-changing dream. It can just be that you dream about something you did when you were kids. And it's just her way of letting you know that she's still around you, she's still connected, and she loves you and she misses you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's what you're very, very welcome. We're going to talk with Terry in Dewson, Louisiana. Are you there, Terry?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi, Terry. Do you have a question I can work with, please, sweetie?
Do I have a what? I'm sorry.
A question, sweetie, I can answer for you.
Oh, yes. I'm worried about my lights getting turned on. I've been waiting for them to get turned on for like a week now, and it's been a long process and very stressful.
Waiting for what to be turned on, sweetie?
My lights, my house.
Oh, your lights in your house. Okay. Oh, well, let's hope they're going to do that in the next 24 hours. I mean, you know, you can't live without power. So, no, look, I whatever the problem was there with that, I think it's been the paperwork side of it behind the scenes is being fixed, and I think you're going to get some very strong action very, very quickly. But is there other areas of your life that you're ready to ramp up as well? Because to me, everything's sort of like I'm ready to go. It's like I'm on the starting blocks and I'm ready for them to just fire the gun so I can go, I can start, because that's what I'm being shown.
Okay.
So I think there's other areas of your life that you are ready to sort of move forward with. Have you just taken a new job, or is there a new job looming?
Well, I have my own business.
Right. Are you making some changes with that that would sort of freshen it up in a different sort of way? Is there new things, new services or new products you're bringing on board?
Well, I have a new project that I'm working on and manifesting.
Okay, well, that's what they're showing me. It's sort of like, it's like I was at the starting point of the, you know, to dive into the pool or ready to start the running race, and I'm just waiting for somebody to shoot the gun so I can start. So that to me was a good sign if you're working on something new that is, you know, income related, because that's what they were showing me, and they were showing me it's not that far away. It's sort of like the opportunity, the ability to get this off the ground is going to happen very quickly. Look, I'm not sure that it's going to happen before the end of this year, but I certainly don't think it's too far into the new year. It's like everything that has been delayed or everything that you've had to put on hold for various reasons, it's like all those restrictions or those limitations are now coming off. And it's like we can slowly start inching forward again till we really get up to a good gallop. And, you know, really 2022, I think, particularly from about March onward, is just going to be so fast and so furious, you're not going to have time to scratch. But that's good. It's good to be busy, and it's good to know that money's flowing in the door. So I'd certainly look at between now and then, get all your little jobs out of the road that you've been promising yourself to do, because there certainly won't be any time to do them after that. You'll be too busy focused on the business and the new directions that it's taking, and that's going to take a lot of your time. But it's very rewarding, and I feel very fulfilled by it. So it's like, you know, you've got some really nice things to happen in this next 12 months, Terry. So you better make sure that you look after yourself. Yeah, so you've really got to make sure that you look after yourself health-wise, sweetie. Make sure you get enough nutrition and get enough rest, because you're going to need it.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. So is there anything else I can help you with, sweetie?
I have a kind of a question about my love life.
Right.
Okay, so I'm with this guy, but we're kind of bump heads a lot.
Right. Does he have brown hair?
Sorry?
Does he have brown hair?
Yes, he has dark hair.
Yeah, he's not blonde. The reason I ask that, because I've got a man here with brown hair, and I've got question marks around that. I'm not saying he's questioning the relationship. I think he's questioning his life, at where his life is going. Has there been a number of changes that have been sort of forced upon him in this last 12 months? Things that he's had to reorganize or do differently or go a different direction with his life. Because to me, there's been changes there that have been forced upon him, and that's sort of where his head's been at. It hasn't really been in the department of romance. Look, I'm not saying that there isn't an opportunity to make this relationship more fulfilling than what it was. I'm just concerned that I just don't know whether this man's got enough oomph for you. You know what I mean? You need somebody that's got plenty of energy, that's got determination, that's going places, that makes plans and sticks to them, not somebody that's just sort of plodding along and hoping to catch up on everything. I'm going to say that, look, as while I still feel that there's a chance there for this to sort of rebound and sort of become more robust, I'm just not totally 100% convinced that this is the right relationship for you long-term-wise, moving forward into what I'd term as a serious commitment. I just keep seeing a choice or a decision around the middle of next year around this man that we're talking about. They haven't shown me which way you're going to jump yet with that, but they're just showing me you'll be at a crossroads then. And all I can share with you is whatever decision you make then, whatever way you're pulled to naturally will be the right decision. So I think for the moment, Terry, just enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy the time you get to spend with him. And if he wants to make it more robust and spend more time with you, well, then do that if it feels right. But I don't know that I'd be making any long-range plans with this man or even in your head, because I'm just not sure that they're going to be there. That's where we're going to leave Terry now. We've come to the end of the show, so I really do want to wish all of our family in the US of A a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And I've been trying to think all day what sort of song I would sort of suggest that this week we've got to put on the turntable. And I think there's only one that I can think of that's appropriate, and it's Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. I mean, I've watched a lot of Neil Diamond concerts over the years, and it sort of seems to be almost like your unofficial anthem in the US of A, but everybody knows the words to it. Everybody's got their own version of who Sweet Caroline is. So I think it's a nice, bright, positive, happy song that everybody can sing along to, and the rest of us around the world also know the words to it. So I think we're going to have a really big sing-along this week with Sweet Caroline. And until next week, enjoy your happy Thanksgiving and find something to be happy and thankful for. And don't forget to put a smile on your face. Bye for now.